It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, I said it was going to be a busy 9 o'clock hour. Talking with everybody today and talking Headwaters Music Festival. Got Chalk Fest happening this weekend in downtown Wapton. Be sure you take that in the Color Run, too. They've got some new things they've added to it. And expanded out by a few blocks, too. And I've got Sean McCann in. He'll be in on Friday to tell us more about all the specifics with Chalk Fest. He's the guy. But I've got Lori and Brad in this morning to talk Headwaters Music Festival, which is basically, it kind of kicks off a week from tomorrow. Brad, step up. We'll start with you.
Well, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
First, what I wanted to talk about is that it's free. It's really hard to get anything for free anymore, you know. So, there's no reason for anybody not to come out.
They
can come out and enjoy the vending and enjoy the camaraderie of being around a bunch of people that love music. So that's the biggest thing that I wanted to start out with. So make sure you get down there because it's a free event and lots of great music. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the sponsors. You know, this wouldn't be able to happen without having our sponsors.
Right.
And, they get bombarded with every single group that comes through town.
And there are a lot of them.
Yep, including Parks and Recreation. We couldn't offer the things that we do without, you know, having the sponsors that we do. So want to thank those sponsors that sponsor this and any other program that they sponsor. Encourage people to patronize those sponsors. You know, they can find out who they are.
Sure.
Because it really is what makes all these things work. And then the other part of it is the volunteers. You know, I started thinking about all of the different events that we have in town, and there's a lot of them, and they couldn't be done with volunteers. You know, there's a couple paid people maybe that try to organize things, but everything relies on volunteers. And we're still looking for volunteers. That the night of, you know, there'll be the volunteers that we have will be in yellow shirts. If you want to volunteer and help us out with something, you know, just let us know, and we can find something for you to do.
Can they just contact you at Parks and Rec and just say, hey, we want to be a part of it?
I can point them in the right direction or even at the event.
Okay.
As late as that, you know, because we know we're going to be short. There's just a lot of stuff to do behind the scenes that have to be done to make this thing.
Yeah, that just doesn't magically come together.
Right.
You know,
you
see a lot of that behind this.
So, it's going to be, it'll be an awesome event. You know, hopefully we got the great weather that we're having now continues. So
extended looks good. Sunny in like 84.
That's perfect.
We can handle that. Now, is there any truth to the fact that you're going to be doing some singing too and singing some solos, or is that rumor?
No, that's fully a rumor. The only singing I do is in my brain.
You're not stepping up for that one, Brad? Come on.
I would. I want people to stay there.
Lori, step up to the mic. Good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
You know, you talk about Brad getting up and singing. Well, we have an opportunity on Thursday evening.
This is great because I was telling Pam yesterday when Dave started this thing, and I was fortunate enough to be there at that very first meeting.
Yep.
This is kind of what he meant. I'll let you tell us what's going to be going on.
Yeah. Dave's heart for this event, our founder, Dave Engstrom, his heart for this event was to give people an opportunity to get up on stage that would not otherwise have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday evening, the evening of the 18th, down at the beautiful band shelter in Chehinkapa Park, we are going to have Whiskey Creek as kind of a house band. And if you would like to get up and bring your instrument, bring your voice and get up on stage and perform with them, please, please, please do it. Because that is our kickoff.
Yeah.
That is just a laid back, relaxing and fun time. There's no reason for anybody to feel anxious about getting up on the stage down there.
I noticed that Greg from Whiskey Creek had a post on Facebook. It said, just something about, even if you just bring a cowbell.
Yeah.
If you want to just get up on stage and bang a cowbell, you could do that, which I thought was a great post. It's like, you want to sing, you want to get up, and if you've got an instrument to play, that's what this is all about.
It is. It so, really is.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So that course, in the afternoon on Thursday, we invite seniors and whoever, all the nursing homes. We have people coming up, I guess, from Sisseton this year.
Wow, nice.
So that's, yeah, they Steve Warner will be performing in the Hughes shelter on Thursday afternoon.
The air-conditioned Hughes shelter, exactly. So very comfortable.
And you know what? There's usually a cool treat that's served along with it, too.
Right.
So that's fun. Brad was talking about volunteers, and I would like to echo that. We're not getting any younger.
Say that again.
And you know what? We are so much better together.
Yeah.
And if everybody comes together, we can continue to make this a free, fun community, communities building together event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we've just had so much fun with it. And hey, the t-shirts are in.
Yes, get your t-shirts, the 2024 t-shirts.
Our fifth annual. This is our fifth annual.
I love it, and it just keeps growing. Gets better, bigger and better every year.
And it's kind of fun that the t-shirts are tie-dyed this year.
Mm-hmm.
We now have some more options besides just a crew neck. We have some tank tops, but they are limited. If you want a tank top, I know I had many, many ladies last year say, we want tank tops. Well, guess what, girls?
You got them in.
They're in, but they are limited. So step up, get your t-shirts. You can find us on social media. We're on Facebook.
That's the easiest way to find schedules. The bands, the times, locations, things like that.
It is.
Good stuff. Brad, Lori, we're out of time, but listen, thank you for stopping in here.
Well, we appreciate you.
Looking forward to a great not a problem. A great event happening, and next week talking Headwaters Music Festival. Going to be talking a lot more about that between now and next week, too. It's 9:46 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Fireflies in the